During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I was talking to someone the other day, actually, it was on a podcast, and this person alluded to the fact that they had lost a significant amount of weight and kept it off. So I wasn't familiar with this person before the podcast. And whenever I meet someone like that, I need to know the story. And I have brought you a handful of those people, like David Garcia, who lost over 100 pounds and kept it off for over 10 years, because that is part of the puzzle. Hearing those stories, how did they do that? Because we learn from that. When I wanted to be successful in this industry, I started to look into people who had been successful in this industry that I admired, that I believed, was aligned with their philosophy. Jack LaLanne, the top person. And so the same holds true with people who have been successful at weight loss and kept it off in a healthy way. Really important. We need to look at evolution. We need to look at the empirical evidence. We need to look at everyday life, what we can do, and everyday people, not celebrities, not people like that, but your next door neighbor who made significant change and kept it off and is healthy and happy, all of those things. So I kind of turned the podcast around at that point and just started interviewing this person, and one thing popped out at me, and this has for years. This person said that they had, lost over 60 pounds. I think that was to start, but they used the term cheat day. Cheat day and cheat meal. Now, for those of you who don't know, many diet plans, many eating plans will give you cheat day and cheat meal, and I have used those terms in the past, but I stopped. I have stopped at least using it in the way that this person did. And the current meaning, the connotation that people have with cheat day, we need to stop using it. And I said this to him. I said, listen, you're not cheating. And I went into why. And that's today's podcast. Perfect for a fit tip. perfect for a fit tip. Let's look at what the dictionary definition of cheat is, right? As a verb, it's to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game or examination. It can also be to avoid something undesirable by luck or by skill. An example of that would be like she cheated death in a car crash, right? And then one of the definitions when it is used as a noun is a person who behaves dishonestly in order to gain an advantage. What is the common theme in all of these definitions? There's negative connotation. It's a negative. Just jumps out at you, right? And so this is one of the main reasons we need to get rid of that term. In my opinion, listen, again, as I say that, you could do whatever works for you. I'm just, as always, putting my take on it. I don't like it. I think it is a negative for the reasons I just said. And words matter. Words matter a lot. It goes to 80-20 people. How many times am I going to bring that up? Until I die. And it goes for intensity of exercise. It goes for, nutrition, how I approach my day, and how I approach a week. And I don't call it cheat. I mean, I've called it cheat in referring to how it is used in the common vernacular. But when people ask me how I eat, I say I eat 5 to 6 medium-sized meals a day, where one or two, but generally one, is less than perfect. That's the 20% of the day. And then when it comes to a week, I eat generally, well, I eat that way, right? Where one meal a day, Monday through Friday generally, is less than perfect. Usually dinner, when I'm less strict. And then on the weekends is where I do the vast majority of my less strictness. And that makes sense. Makes sense for me, makes sense for many of you. But I don't call it cheating. I don't say I cheat on the weekends. That's a negative. That means I'm not doing something I should be doing. And there is no perfect, no matter what these social media fitness gurus tell you. I watched another the other day talking about cheat meals as well. And the person was eating as they were talking about cheat meals. And suffice it to say, I've been in this industry long enough, I would argue, studied enough psychology, body language, all that kind of stuff, to make an educated guess that this person was struggling. This person had not figured out how to eat and was feeling guilty about those cheat days. And that's one of the huge problems with the term cheat and the connection to guilt. And then where do you stop? Funny story, at my brother's expense, I have many brothers, so I can throw this out there without outing this person, but he did the Body for Life many years ago, where they called it a cheat day. That's probably one of the places it came from. Bill Phillips, Body for Life, you have a cheat day. I think that's what he used. I'm almost positive. It's a long time ago. But anyway, my brother tried this program, and what he would do, I can laugh again, it's family, is on that day, he would go off the rails. And that's another issue with the term cheat. And being what? So restrictive all of the other days. So he would literally eat himself sick. He didn't feel good. Can you see the problem with that? You're restrictive 6 days of the week. You go off the rails to the point where you're, well, since I can have whatever I want, I'm going to have everything. Is that a way to live? And it didn't work for him. Words matter. Words are really important, especially when it comes to exercise and nutrition. So it's not a cheat day. It's how you eat. It's a reality, right? It's real world. There is no perfect. There's enjoyment. And yes, it's a healthy lifestyle. I don't want to use the word cheat in anything. I don't cheat in the events I compete in, I don't cheat in school. I don't cheat. And I don't cheat on my diet. It is part of my diet. It's a healthy diet. All right? And this goes to social gatherings. We are social people. I talk about the blue zones to put that into context, and a lot of people have a connection with that or are starting to, just places in the world where people live long, healthy, you know, vibrant lives, and social connections are a huge part of that. So this is a big issue with food. I don't want to get into it too deep because this is a fit tip, but I'm Irish and Italian, and my Italian grandmother used to tell me and everyone, you need to finish everything that is on your plate or it's a sin. So she would bring in, it's not just cheating, there are religious implications. That's a problem. I joke, but it's not funny. This is part of the issues with eating and culture and family gatherings. So to keep this a fit tip, when I am less than perfect are times when I have less control. Does that not make sense? So in other words, Monday through Friday, when I'm making my breakfast pretty much, I'm making lunch, I'm in the office, the studio, I'm controlling my dinner. On the weekends is when I will tend to go out with friends and family, social gatherings. That's when it makes sense for most of us to be less than perfect. So weekends, family gatherings, when you're at a restaurant, when you're with friends, when we have less control, and that's okay. You can still make great choices, but you can have dessert and you can have that appetizer, because when it comes to the calories in, calories out over the course of 24 hours or the course of 7 days, this works. And let's go back to the definition as I wrap this all up. You're not avoiding, as was in one of the definitions. You're not acting dishonestly or unfairly. You are living. And let me end with this. The same person said in their journey that took years to get to that 60 pounds down, and this person very smart, like had done his homework. He used the term failure and mistakes, made a lot of mistakes along the way. And I challenged him one more time and I said, you didn't make mistakes. It's all part of the journey. That was the journey. That is the journey. Learning what? So much about your personal likes and dislikes with exercise and with food. That takes time. It's not a failure to try form of exercise and go, I don't like that. Try 10 forms of exercise, different classes, and go, that's not for me. Food is even harder, more challenging to learn what is healthy and what you like and what your body responds to. In other words, your levels of hunger and satiety. That takes time, people. That's not failure. Failure is doing the same thing, or making mistakes is doing the same thing over and over again, right? Insanity. But that's just the process. So don't beat yourself up that way either. It takes time. It took this person a certain amount of time. It will take you a certain amount of time. Taking in the information, that's the final thing. There's many others, but one of the final points is this person was learning what was BS and what was science. And that's really hard. There's a lot of bad information out there. Okay, so when we do the 80-20, when you don't call it a cheat meal, but it's when you're less strict, when you're enjoying life, when you have less control, and hey, when you go off the reservation, when you go, you know what? I want to go to that fast food restaurant. When you are healthier, when you are on that journey and learning, and your body and mind are changing in a way that is really hard to describe and put out there, but it gets easier, you crave the fast food less. You do it less. You enjoy it less. And when you do it, it reminds you of how good healthy food makes you feel. Last story. And I promise it's over. Ironman South Africa actually came up in my memories, my Facebook memories recently, a couple years ago. Brutal. so many things went wrong before the race and during the race as a result, and just brutal race. But during the run, which was the hardest run, and I've done, well, it was one of the top three. I passed, there was out and back three times. So three loops, essentially, for the marathon. And I passed a McDonald's three times. The next morning, and anyone who's done endurance races or races like that know that you oftentimes wake up and you just crave garbage. You want salt and you want fat. The 20%, even though, like, again, I go very infrequently to fast food restaurants, but I was like, I need that. And I remembered it as being close to my hotel. I started out on foot, which was hard because it was the morning after the race. It was a lot farther than I had remembered, but I walked the whole way. And when I walked inside, it was filled with what? Fit Ironman triathletes, men and women, all eating McDonald's. But you looked at these people, and what do you know? Everything I just said. They crave it less, they do it less, they enjoy it less, but we do it. There is no perfect, and we're not cheating. It's a weird reward that is like you enjoy for about 8 seconds, and then, yes, you get the McGurgles, and you remind yourself of why you're probably, you know. Yeah, you know what? I was going to say, you probably didn't want, no, you wanted it. Because those people, myself included, we eat a lot of egg whites. We eat a lot of, you know, oatmeal. Every now and again, you do it. And it's not cheating. It's living. Stop feeling guilty and stop calling it cheating. All right. Thank you for listening. Love this topic, as I do them all. You can reach out to me. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter. Tom H. Fit. Messages, comments, questions. Love to hear from you. Rate the show, follow the show, whatever way you can connect to the show. I greatly appreciate it. What else? Fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me through the site. All this stuff matters, people. All this stuff adds up. All this stuff will make it easier and make you happier and make you healthier when you figure out your plan. Thank you for listening. And remember, there are three things we all control. How much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes, our choices. And those choices also go to what we call things, how we frame things. That's up to us, nobody else. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.